శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 1.9.14 సర్వం కాలకృతం మన్యే భవతాం చేదప్రియం సపాలో యద్ వశే లోకో వాయోరివ ఘనావళిః. భీష్మ పితామహ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ సఫరింగ్ అండ్ హీఈస్ అనలైజింగ్ వేరియస్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్. సో సర్వం కాలకృతం మన్యే. So he says, I say that, I think, in my opinion, it is kalakritam. It is because of time. Bhavatam cheda priyam. So sometimes the time is apriyam, unfavorable for us. It is inevitable time which sometimes become unfavorable to us. And he illustrates the power of time by saying, sapalo yadvashe loko. So sapalo, that means, in this world, loko, the planets, and sapalo, that even the lokapa, the palas, the leaders, the kings of the loka. So the kings and even their planets, everything is under the control of time, and that control of time is illustrated through vayoriva ghanavalihi. Just as wind carries away a cloud, similarly everyone is carried away by time. So, what does it mean when he says that time is the cause of suffering? Actually, he will give multiple different analysis, but essentially what he focuses on is that we should take shelter of the Lord in all situations. So, he says that just as the wind cannot be seen, but still it moves something which is seen, that is clouds. Similarly, in this world, we may not be able to see time. We see time as it is measured through a clock, but we can't see time directly in itself. But time moves all of us. Now, that is not in terms of physical movement, that we do ourselves. But time moves us in the sense that time brings upon us various karmic reactions depending on how we are situated at different times. So time brings upon us. So just like when we are on a journey, so some places maybe if an airplane is going through the atmosphere, then some places there may be a calm atmosphere, some places there may be a turbulent atmosphere, and the airplane just goes through it. So similarly, we also go through various situations in our life. And sometimes when we are moving forward in our life journey, we encounter calmness and sometimes we encounter turbulence. So, of course, at one level we could say it is because of karma, that the karmic reactions are coming upon us. But what can we say? Which karmic reaction is coming at a particular time? Which karmic reaction is coming at a later time? Why does it happen like that? So, if we try to go into that zone of analysis, we will end up in a paralysis by analysis. We can't find out. So therefore, we understand, even in astrology it is talked about that the certain times are favorable and certain times are unfavorable. So when Bali Maharaj is arrested by the servants of Vamanadev, that is the Vishnu Dutas, then some of his associates, the other Rakshasas, try to fight and attack the Vishnu Dutas. So Bali Maharaj tells them, don't do this. Now the time is unfavorable, don't make things more complicated. Similarly, earlier in that same canto, when the devatas go to the Lord, at that time, the Lord tells them, because devatas have been defeated by the demons, and the devatas ask for relief, the Lord says, this time is unfavorable for you. So don't try to retaliate, he says, make a sandhi. Arrange for a truce and together, churn the milk ocean for nectar. So the point is that there can be certain times when miseries just come upon us, and the countering of miseries seems impossible for us. So at that time we just have to recognize this is a bad phase coming in my life, and we just tolerate it. Now tolerance is not passive. When we tolerate by absorbing ourselves in Krishna. So, when the bad times are there, to try to do something material to counter the problem when there is no solution available is likely to aggravate the problem only. So rather than doing something which makes a bad situation worse, if we focus on taking shelter of Krishna, then and wait for the time to pass, then we will be able to. Then our efforts will be productive, not destructive. And understanding how time is working, it is subtle. And we need the guidance of Krishna to understand that. And only when we take shelter of Krishna will we get that guidance. So here Bhishma is telling Yudhishthira, Maharaj, don't take a knee-jerk reaction now. That now you are thinking that I should renounce the kingdom and go to the forest, but because I was cause of death of all of them. He says, no, their death, the death of all the warriors who died, it has come by their, according to their time. So your time was unfavorable at that time, in the past when you suffered, and you took shelter of the Lord. So now also, when your time is unfavorable, take shelter of the Lord. And for you, taking shelter of the Lord means continuing as the king, because that's what the Lord wants you to do. So for us also, when we are taking shelter of the holy name, we may have turbulent situations in our life at different times, and we may be undecided of how to deal with them. But at least when we are practicing devotional service, hearing, chanting, at that time we know, this is what Krishna wants me to do. Krishna wants me to remember him at this stage. And if I do that, then by doing Krishna's will, I show him my sincere desire to serve him, and then he will give me intelligence about how best to deal with situations, when to tolerate certain situations, when to take corrective steps, and what corrective steps to take. So when problems come, the first thing that we need is a calm mind, and that comes only when we take shelter of Krishna. And if because of problems, we let our mind become, we let the restless mind take us away from Krishna, then we will only make a bad situation worse. That's why the only way to make a bad situation better is by taking shelter of Krishna when we have the opportunity for devotional service like chanting. Thank you.